SABC News, independent and impartial.
In your news at 1 o'clock, load shedding likely to continue and Britain prepares to leave the EU.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulzer. South Africans are likely to experience continued load shedding for the next 18 months. Eskom's newly appointed CEO, André de Ruyter, says Eskom's power system remains constrained and volatile, and that power outages are likely to continue as they fix aging infrastructure.
If we want to sell electricity, we need to generate electricity. It's as simple as that. So in order for us to have a viable and sustainable business, we need to generate the electricity that we can sell, and therefore there's a very strong business case for us to improve our maintenance practices.
Johannesburg waste management entity Pick It Up says it's battling to collect waste across the city due to a shortage of trucks. Pick It Up currently has an aged fleet of 117 trucks, some of which are prone to breakdowns. Joburg MMC for Environment and Infrastructure Services, Mpumirane, says from the 1st of April, the city will sign a new contract for the supply of the fleet to help collect waste. He says the previous DA-led administration is also to blame.
When we came in, we realized that the contract that was signed between the city and the supplier of trucks did not have penalties put wherever the contractor cannot give 100% trucks. We need to penalize them. So the current contract is very, 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 very flawed, and as a city, we need to re-look at it.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed Advocate Nompilo Koleka Gcaleka as the Deputy Public Protector. Gcaleka takes over from Advocate Kevin Malunga, whose term of office ended in December last year. Gcaleka is a former special advisor in the Ministries of National Treasury. The Ministry of National Treasury, Home Affairs and Public Service and Administrations. She previously served as Senior State Advocate and